Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're plunging into Tesla's Optimus, you know, Elon Musk's big play with this general-purpose humanoid robot.
Right.
The idea is it'll tackle all those, well, dangerous, repetitive, and boring tasks.
Yeah, not just in factories. That's the key part. The vision extends right into our homes eventually.
Exactly. And Musk has even said it could be more significant than vehicle business over time, which is quite a statement.
It really is.
Yeah.
And the core of that, technically speaking, is Optimus Gen 3's single massive neural network.
Okay, so one big brain learning everything.
Pretty much. It's designed for continuous learning, adapting from, well, everything it does. Not like old school pre-programmed robots. And they're boosting it with xAI's Grok 2 that's supposed to handle the natural language understanding, make interactions feel more human.
People can understand us better.
And the context, yeah. Grok 2 pulls in real-time data, so it's meant to be Optimus's main intelligence. Hardware-wise, they're smart about it, leveraging Tesla's existing manufacturing.
Like the car batteries?
Exactly. The 4680 cells, same ones. It's all about getting that cost down. They're targeting a price point around $30,000, like a mid-grade sedan.
Wow. Okay. $30,000 for a general-purpose robot. That would change things.
Definitely redefines accessibility.
So our mission today, looking at the sources you've pulled together, is to really peel back the layers. What's Optimus Gen 3 actually doing in those Giga Texas factory trials?
Right.
And what are the, you know, the real world production issues popping up against these big promises?
Well, the reports from Giga Texas, they do show some genuinely impressive steps.
Like what?
Okay, so for dexterity, think widget assembly. Optimus Gen 3 apparently hit 41 assemblies per hour. Error rate was very low.
41 an hour. How does that compare to a person?
Still behind peak human speed for really specialized stuff, sure. But for an autonomous robot doing repetitive work, that speed and precision, it's a significant leap.
Okay.
And then there's the heavy lifting. We've seen reports of it moving 150-pound boxes continuously for 6 hours straight. Shows power, shows endurance. What's really notable is the range. It's not just one thing. It's sorting small parts, like 99% accuracy, doing electronic assembly, too.
That does sound versatile. Those numbers paint a pretty positive picture.
They do.
Yet. We're hearing whispers, right? Our sources suggest, as of July 2025, Optimus production actually hit a temporary pause.
That's correct.
So what's happening? Why stop things if it's doing all this cool stuff in the trials?
Yeah, well, this pause, it's being put down to unresolved hardware challenges. And these aren't trivial things. We're talking overheating issues in the joint motors. That's tricky, right? You need compact, powerful motors for human shape, but heat is tough to manage.
Okay, overheating. What else?
There are concerns about the lifespan of the transmissions, you know, the gears and mechanisms. How long will they last under constant use? Durability is key.
Right.
And battery endurance. Those six-hour box lifting trials are one thing, but can it sustain varied general-purpose work all day? The reports suggest maybe not yet.
So these are pretty fundamental engineering hurdles.
Exactly. It raises that question, you know, iterative development setbacks. That's normal, especially with something this ambitious. But these are core challenges for a robot meant for continuous varied work.
And it doesn't stop there, does it? The efficiency reports.
Yeah. The word from inside Tesla workshops is that the current Optimus units, they're reportedly less than half as efficient as human workers on the same tasks.
Less than half. That's a huge gap.
It absolutely is. Think about it. For every hour a human works effectively, Optimus is delivering like less than 30 minutes of equivalent output right now.
Okay.
That efficiency gap, it's critical, especially when you factor in that $30,000 price tag, makes the economic viability much more challenging in the near term.
Right. The path seems pretty complex then.
Definitely complex. These real-world performance numbers, they're crucial for understanding where things really stand.
So bringing this back to you, our listener, what does all this mean? We've got Optimus Gen 3 showing off some cool skills and trials. Impressive metrics, sure. But then we've got this reality check. A production pause, significant hardware issues like overheating and endurance, and this big efficiency gap compared to humans.
Yeah.
It really puts the timeline into question, doesn't it?
It does. Look, the journey from a grand vision like this to something actually working everywhere, it's almost never a straight line. Yeah. Setbacks, learning, iterating, it's just part of pushing the envelope this hard.
Yeah.
The big question now is how fast can they solve these fundamental engineering problems?
Yeah.
You know, to actually scale up production effectively.
So will we see an affordable, versatile humanoid robot changing labor markets, changing daily life, freeing us all up for higher purposes anytime soon? Or is that incredible vision still maybe a much more distant reality than we thought a year or two ago? Something to think about, isn't it?